From the Marachos HaNochama, we pick it up on Mem Dalid Amud Aleph at the two dots, or about 15 lines down or so. Mihaish Asher Eras Isha at the two dots. So Tanur Rabbanan Asher Eras Echad Ma'aris Es Habesula Vechad Ma'aris Es Almana. Doesn't matter whether or not she was previously married. Vechad Shemer Siyabam Pivul Chamisha Achna Meisachad Mem Melchama Kulan Chozrin. As we said, there is a personal relationship, a personal connection. So Kula and Chosun until they decide which one is married. Lo lakach, lo lakacha, pratli alman l'choin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'choin hedyod, mamzeres n'asin l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamzul n'asin, any marriage which was be'aveira, as we pointed out in the Mishnah. So leim b'deloki Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as we said, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ha'amar ha'yare v'racha le'vav zem b'siyare me'aveiro she'biyado. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position was that if a person has sins, so that's a separate dispensation. It wouldn't be covered in this topic of marriage. So, if you look, same Rabbi Yossi Aglili kederabba, the merabba la'olam enochayev ad sheyivol, that he hasn't done any averos yet, simply by being mekadesh her. Matam lo yikach mishum lo yichalam. Mishum hachi eno lokeach ad sheyivol. So, Tanu Rabbanan, asher bana, asher nata, asher eras, Limda Torah Derecharetz, I referenced this yesterday. Sheyivna adam bayis vita kerem v'achar kach yisa isha. V'av Shlomo Amar b'chachmaso achim b'chutz m'lachtecha v'ata basadelach achar uvanisa beisecha achim b'chutz m'lachtecha ze bayis. So first, get yourself together a house. V'ata basadelach ze kerem achar uvanisa beisecha zo isha. So you bring her into the house. Under the right circumstances. First, you should learn the Chumash Tanach, the Mikra Ve'ata Basadalach, the Mishnah, Achra Nisa Besacha, the Gemara. Dvaracher, a third, Hachim Bechutz Machta, the Mishnah, Mikra Mishnah, Mikra Mishnah. First, learn Chumash and Mishnah, Ve'ata Basadalach, the Gemara, what we're doing right now. Achra Vanisa Besacha, Elu Maisim Tobin, will lead to Maisim Tovah. Rabbi Lazar ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Gili Omer, Hachem b'chutz v'lachtecha zemikra mishnah gemara. That's learning of all kinds. V'yotra basad alach, elu maisim tovim, achar benisa b'isecha drosh v'kabel schar. That goes into higher levels of learning. So just again, three lines up from where the lines elongate, amem dalun amem aleph, elu ein shen l'chozun abona b'ishar. So a person, again, who doesn't build anything which is ro'i l'dira, nobody could even live there. So tanim hosim bodim was echad choser. But if a person builds some kind of even a small expansion there, then he would be choser. That would at least be defined as a bias, which is ro'i l'dira. Lazar omer afa bona bias levanim b'sharon lo'ay choser. We explained before, because these easily collapse. Let me say good morning to Ken, who I see popped on. Wonderful to have you with us. First, elongated line, Memdal Rabban Aleph, Tanavi Meshim Echad, Shinoso Pamayim Bishavua, that it constantly has to be rebuilt. Ve'elu Shein Zazin Mimikoman Banabayas Chadash Vechanacho, Tanav Rabban Isha Chadash, Elin Isha Chadash, Almana Grusha Minayin, Tamalomer Isha Mikomakom, Mikin Matamalomer Isha Chadasha, Misha Chadash Alo, right, new to you, Yatza Machaz Yer Grushaso Shein Chadash Alo. Because we say that's not really a new marriage if people got divorced. Then they chose to get back together, which is permissible as long as you're not a Kohen. So that's not affiliated with the kind of simcha that we would associate with the Ptur Milchama. So Tan Rabbanan lo yetzei batzava yochel batzava de lo yetzei avol yasbek mayim mazim v'itakin adrachim, right, logistical support, trucking and the like, tamad lomar lo yavar lo v'chol davar. Yochel shenimar ba'af habona bayis v'lo chanacho natakarim v'lo chilo eras isha v'lo l'kacha. Tamalam Ralov. Allah via Tamavir la Tamavir la Cherum. Yachar de Chasav lo Yavor lo Yetzi Batsav Alamali. Why do we have two different Yisurim? Lavor la Bishne Lavin. So, what I'd like to suggest is that these two different Lavin connote two different problems. When you have a newly married man, there are two different issues. One of them is lo Yetzi Batsav. We don't want to get him killed. That's simple enough. The other is lo Yavor la Vachol Davar. The second is, even if we're not going to get him killed, we don't want to take him away from investing in his marriage. Good morning, Ken. Nice to see you. There you are. Before it was just your avatar. I was, again, working very concerned about bots from the GRU. All right. So the Mishnah says, the bottom of Memdalad Amud Aleph, V'yasvu asho trinu daber la'am. Rabbi Kiva omer ha'yarei v'rach ha'levav kimashmo. He's afraid. Shenu yoch l'am v'dvikishri ha'melchama Veliros cherev shlufa. Right, you have this sometimes. People don't like this. They're uncomfortable. I don't think anybody's comfortable, but there's uncomfortable, and then there's uncomfortable. It's an amazing lesson in Kavod Abrios. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that this actually relates to somebody who's concerned because they've committed Averos. But then they'll be embarrassed to leave. They're not going to want to leave. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that was the whole chop. That's why we send home people who built new houses, and we send home people who built vineyards, and send home all different kinds of people so that people won't be embarrassed if they committed sins. Very beautiful idea. Rabbi Yossi Omer Alman Lachon Gadol Grusha V'Chalutza Chon Hedrim Amzeres in the city Sobas Sol Mams Lo Nesin Harei Hu Ayare V'Racha Levav. So that's the Yare V'Racha Levav violating Yisurim in Isha. So V'Ayak Kechalos HaShotu L'Daber Lo'am U'Faktur Sarei Tzvos B'Rosh'am U'V'Akevo Shal Amamidin Zekifin Lefneim La'achareyem Me'achoreyem Mukshilin Shal Barzol B'Yadein V'Chal Mevakesh Lachzor Rishus B'Yadu L'Kapeach HaShot Shokav. As the Gemara says, top line of Memdalad on the day is Shetchilas, should say the Mishnah says, Nisa Nefila, Shenemar Gam Yisrael, Nas Yisrael, Ibn Plishtim, Vigam Agefa Gedola, Haisa Ba'am, Ulahalan, Hu Omer, Bayanusan, Che Yisrael, Ibn Plishtim, Vayiplu Chalalim. Good. So as we explained, that after everybody who should go home goes home, nonetheless, so the Halacha maintains that they should put Shotrim all around, they should put guards all around, because you can't have people running around in a completely indiscriminate way when it comes to Shas Milchama, because it's going to be a very serious problem. People are not, that can lead to general panic in the line. So, b'medvar mamurim b'lchamos harishos, avom l'chamos mitzvah kol yotzin afilu chasan mechedro v'kala mechupasa. We mentioned this yesterday, no dispensation. Some Rebbe Yehuda medvar mamurim b'lchamos mitzvah melchemes chova kol yotzin afilu chasan mechedro. What's the difference between Melchames Mitzvah and Melchames Chova? That we'll have to see. So Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili spoke about Averos in general. Rabbi Yossi spoke about Averos in Ishas. Ika ben Ayo Avera de Rabbanan. Kiman Nazal de Tanya Soch ben Tfila Tfila Avera Biyada v'chozo v'mi Amirachia Melchama Kiman ki Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says a typical sin that would get somebody sent back is a person who was mafsik, and it's the rabbanan between putting on their tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Again, Ashkenazim are minig is to say two different brachos bechol ofen, but by the svardim they only say one bracha to connect it to. So, in any event, if you're mafsik, you would say a second bracha. So, I always thought this was symbolic. I mean, it could have a literal meaning, of course, as well. But I think there's a symbolic meaning for sure here. What's a symbolic meaning? The tefillin shel yad connotes to our actions. Tefillin shel rosh connotes to our thinking. So there is a gap for this person between their values, what they think, and the way that they behave. So it might be more than just that one isolated avera. Good. So mantan lahad tan rabanan shma kana kol kranos virtia agafas teresin virtia tzichtua charabu zubayim shotsim lo abirkav. Person soils themselves when they hear the sounds of war. Choser kaman leima Rabbi Kiva. This is what Rabbi Kiva said. Is that it's pshuto kimashmo v'lo Rabbi Yossi Aglili? So we say b'ha'afi the Rabbi Yossi Aglili mode mishum dechzev v'lo yimas es levavachav kilvavos. So even Rabbi Yossi Aglili is mode for separate reasons. Not that this person is really entitled to dispensation per se, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili says because we don't want him to cause a general panic in the lines. So v'ha'yak kechalos hashotrim ham b'nei shetchilas nisa nefila should be the opposite. Shetchilas nefila nisa that. Fleeing is the beginning of defeat. So he buy like to Imam Ibn Shitchilas Tefila Nisa. Medra Amur Mechamis Rishos. Amri Biyochanan Rishos de Rabbanan Zoe Mitzvah de Rabbi Yehuda. Mitzvah de Rabbanan, but they refer to as Mechamis Mitzvah. Zoe Chova de Rabbi Yehuda. So Amr Rava, everybody agrees Mechamis Yeshua de Chvosh de Riakol Chova. That's, of course, obligatory. Mechamis Beis David de Ravacha, expanding the boundaries of Israel de Riakol Rishos. Everybody agrees to that. He pleegi Limute of Rekochavid Olesia Laihu, Wars of Defense. Mar kari le mitzvah, mar kari rishus. So nafkamina lo osig mitzvah shapatar mina mitzvah. Again, the Rambam seems to paskin like this is a mitzvah, like the other kinds of milchamos mitzvah, as Rambam says, Ezra Yisrael, miyad tzara shebo aleihem, three varieties of milchamos mitzvah, Amalek, Kena'an, and self-defense, hadron alach mashuach milchama, Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa Veloshana Kodesh Nemar. Ki Matzei Chalal Badama Viatzuzik Enecho Vishabdecha Shloshim Vibezin Agadol Shavishalayim Ayuyotzin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha. Five of the top rabbis. We'll talk about why is that even necessary. Shenemar Zekenecha Shnayim too. What a strange application of the principle of Ein Bezdin Shakul. Right? Ein Bezdin Shakul should be when they're adjudicating, but they even have to go out in the tzur of the Bezdin. What's their whole job? Their whole job could be done by school children. Little school children can measure. This is again a situation where somebody's been murdered. V'lo no dami hika. We don't know who's responsible for the murder. You could get fourth graders to measure what's the closest city to the body. Okay, their parents might not give them permission to go to the body. But what do you need the Sanhedrin? But the whole point is that if there's a murder, everything in society stops. Right? V'aretz lo yichu par lo dam asher shupa achva ki im bedam shavcho. So nimtza tamun begalo tali biilan otzafal pnei amayim lohoyu orfin shenemar badama velo tamun begal nofel velo tali biilan basada velo tzafal pnei amayim. So these are all exclusions. We'll get into them. Nimtza samuch lasvar liyushiruba abdikachav liyushin babazdin lohoyu orfin. That was not a situation of egla rufa. Eid modinel liyushiyesh ba bezdin. There has to be a bezdin in the city. So my kamer rabo hachi kamer shenemar vianu vamru. Rabbi Shimon Ami Yaksev Vishov Techa. So I'm a bailey lele mi chadin shabishov techa, the highest madrega. Yudim is zikne zikinecha nafka. Rabbi Shimon in a kasav rachman zikne, have a mina filu zikne ashok. Why do you need even rabbis? Nothing rabbinic about this. So kasav rachman zikinecha, kasav rachman zikinecha, have a mina filu sanhedri kitana. All right, so rabbis, but doesn't have to be the highest. Kasav rachman vishov techa, mi chadin shab techa. Rabbi Yehuda Gamar Zikne Mizikne Edom Alahalim Miuchadin Shabe Eda, but the part Helam Davar Shal Tzibur Avkan Miuchadin Shabe Eda. See, Gamar the Gamar Lechula Milsam Mehasam Zikinecha Vishavtecha Lamli. Why do we even have that? Elavav Vishavtecha Leminyana. Rabbi Shimon Vav Lomashmala. He doesn't assume that Vav creates an additional two. So Elameyatav Yatzu Shnayim Umadidu Shnayim. Rabbi Yehuda Reikan Tisha. We should add on another four. The Rabbi Shimon are Rekhan Shiva. So Halim Yvailechid Tani Vyatsu Hein Velo Shulchein. They can't send an emissary. They have to do it themselves. Again, because it's supposed to make a very big impression on people that the Bez Din HaGadol are interrupting everything that they're doing because of this scenario. Madadu Shafilu Nimtza Be'alu Le'ir. There's no doubt. Of course it's close to the Tinek, whatever. So Hayu Modin Shemitzu L'Asak V'Medida. Ma'asis In Lokud Blazer Ben Yaakov Tanu Lomzer Ben Yaakov Omer. Zikinecha Zo Shom Tedrin Shavtecha Zemelech V'Kohen Gadol. That you bring out the Melech. You bring out the Kohen Gadol. Remarkable, Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. Melech tasiv melech v'mishpat yamid aretz. Kohen Gadol tachsiv v'vasal kohanim v'levim v'la shofet asher yeh. So you buy the Reb Lazar ben Yaakov melech v'kohen Gadol the polygol b'sanhedri k'd Reb Yehuda ik'd Reb Shimon Tzvir lay. Oh, Dilma b'sanhedrin nami polygad ika kule sanhedrin. Maybe Reb Lazar ben Yaakov wants the whole sanhedrin. Wow. Some Reb Yosef Tashma. So the nafakama, how many people have to be there for the Zakin Mamri to be considered a rebel? And in the case of the Agarufa, so Ilay Midnafak Miktsasa and the Mahanach the Ika Gavai Kavase Sviraluhu. Right, so maybe it's going to be that the minority of the members of the Sanhedrin happen to agree with the Zakin Mamri. So presumably you need there Lapshita Navakulu. Ulamai, Ilidvar Rishus, Mimatsu Nafki. Could they leave? Did they have the right to leave? Aksiv, Sarecha Ganasar al Yachsar Hamazeg, Shimnitra Chachame, let's say, Simisha Messer Rishus, can I get Sanhedrin, Kadani Yotze, Vim La, Venu Yotze. It could never dip below 23. So what would the grounds be for leaving? Alapshita Lidvar Mitzvah, Lamai La, Lamai. So which Dvar Mitzvah? Laudu Didas Egla, Rebbezim and Yaakov, Sam Le'abai Lo, Doma Lahosif Aliyar Velazaros, Kitani Mosifan Aliyar Velazaros, Elabazin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. That expand the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, you need the Sanhedrin Agdola, and that's considered a dvar mitzvah. So Tani Kabasi Rav Yosef Vat Mitzana Beis Pagi Vehimra Lein Kigon Shiyatzu Medidas Egla Olohosi Valir Vlazaros. Okay, so Yachol Dem Arasa Amrad Tamalover Kam Talisa Milame Chamakum Gorim, is that you have to get them in the location of Lishkas Hagazus. But here it says explicitly that one of the mitzvahs to which the Sanhedrin, all the Sanhedrin, the Chora, could leave, would be Egla Rufa, the Medidas Egla Rufa. So that's an amazing idea. That according to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, it's the Sanhedrin, the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, literally the entire society tops. What about the location of the body? So let's say it's underneath piles, or it's up in a tree. Taman Begalo, Tali Begalo, Lemas Nisan, Rabbi Yehuda, Hivlo Rabbanan, Tani Veshachachta, Imer Basada, Prat the Taman. So Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing about Shechacha, that if it's buried under something, it's not part of the Matnos Ani. Lechamim Besada, Rabbo says the Taman, the opposite. Some Rabbi, the same Rabbanan, it has to be on the ground, probably tamun, not underneath the rock. The hasam inyan dekra dechsev ki tizork ki tzircha batzada v'shachta chomer batzada. Dami dekatzir ma katzir begaloi avshichecha begaloi. So kachas kasev rachmana batzada. Special tzir is a kasev l'rabu says a tamun. So Rabbi Yehuda nami tepuk lei mishichecha dami dekatzir. So enachanami vela batzada lamali. So that includes not the tama, not if it's underneath the rock or something, but the kama. That if they sort of are going from your property into the next. So he doesn't accept that. It's like it's in your field. That's the exclusion. Okay? Of the omrim coming into the sada. In lesoch sade ulo v'li tameich lesoch sade chaveiro tzafu ein munachin lo v'haba inan besad chavelaka, it has to be your field el lesoch sade chaveiro v'afilu munachin, so that it could extend into the field of your friend, and even if it's lying down in the field v'ayde kaber tzafu, what we mean when we say that tzafu, that it's a floating, like the body was floating in the water, here that's floating v'lo mishkach haslele betzafu, so tashma Omer shehechzik bo leholicho le'ir, v'nichol gabe chaveiro, v'shichecho, hatachton shichecho, ve'al yoneinu shichecho. So you have two sheaves, one on top of the other. So we say that the top one is not considered shichecho. The bottom one can be considered shichecho. Rishubin Yehudu Omer Rishim, Rishim, and Shneim Einim shichecho, both of them are shichecho. Hatachton v'neishu tamon, as we said before, because it's covered. Ve'al yon v'neishu hutzaf, it's floating up. So ad kan l'pligi l'betachton, ve'al yon d'rekol lo'habi shichecho. So Sigmar says, Shani Hasim came into Achzik Bei Zochabe. He's already been Zochanet. Yachim Ayir Yalgabi Chaver, Vila Besadanami. Why do we care if it's on top of another one? Even if it was in the Sada, that would also be the case. Enachanami, Vaidikhtani Yalgabi Chaver, Mishum Tachton. We're trying to teach the halacha of Tachton, that is to say, since it's underneath, it's Tambun, it's insulated and obscured, it's Namidin Shecha. Vamde Shehu Tzav Kamar, Seema Mipne Shehu Kitzav. It's not literally that it's on top. But it's like that. So Amar Abaye Hareni Kivinazai Bishuke Tveria. So Abaye was feeling really good about himself one day, and he says, just like Benazai and the Shuke Tveria can answer any question, I can handle any question. So if you have two dead bodies, two murdered bodies, one on top of the other, so how do you measure? Mehechanu Moded. Mimimuno Havitamunu Mimino Lo Havitaf, Umbayalyun Moded. Do we say from the top? Odilma Mim Bimino Havitaf. So you have one body on top of the other, so that constitutes the top body as a top. Amin b'mino, lo hevi tamun, it's not considered tamun, amin tachton modin. Odoma, amin b'mino hevi tamun, amin b'mino hevi tzaf, v'lo mi tachton modin, v'lo mi elyon modin, maybe we're not going to measure from either of them. So top line of them, hey, amin beiz, and this will conclude. So le tadisua, omer shechzik bo, lo holichu li'ir, v'inichu al gabi chaveiro, okay, so we said before that the bottom one is considered to be din shechacha. It's considered to be part of the rubric of shechacha. We don't consider it to be excluded because it's tamun. The top one is not considered shechacha. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, shnei amen in shechacha. neither of them can be construed as shechicha. Tachem neishu tamun, because it is insulated. Ve'aliyam neishu tzaf, it's floating up. Sabrua dehay tanik Rabbi Yehuda sfir lehud amar b'sadeh pral tamun. My lab, ha'kamif l'gidim mar sever mim amino hevi tamun, mar sever lo hevi tamun, lo. Ik Rabbi Yehuda sfir lehi dechulam amim amino hevi tamun. V'hacha b'plokta de Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanik ha'mif l'gid. Okay, that they're really having the earlier dispute of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, the Rabbanan ki Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ke Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we'll pick it up from there. But basically a very fascinating comparison that we're trying to look at a body in the field the same day that we would determine what was considered to be shichacha in the field. So if it's covered, again, that was the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether that's outside or inside the rubric of shichacha. So, just a couple of quick points to review. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Aveiro Shabiado, people who would be embarrassed because of sin, so the Kavod Abrios, we don't want them to have to be embarrassed. We talk about speaking between different parts of the process of Tulin and perhaps what that symbolizes and the significance. We talked about why you don't want to send somebody for two different reasons. Who's just married to war. Number one, you don't want him to be killed. Number two, you want him to continue to be invested in his family, so he's potter from logistical matters as well. Then we talked about Egla Rufa. We talked about the need for the highest levels of society to get involved. And according to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, that's not only the Sanhedrin, but that includes the Melech and the Kohen Gadol as well, to reflect a very, very important idea that even one murder for us becomes a matter of national significance. So with that, we shall hold it up there. Sunday morning, 7:15, we shall pick it up from there as we continue in the home stretch to our Siyum, God willing, this coming Tuesday. Let me remind everybody that Sunday night at 8:30 p.m., coming to you live from the Feldman Chapel, as well as over Zoom for those who preferred an introduction to Maseches Gittin. As we used to say, be in the 90s, be there or be square. Good Shabbos.